with you.
Whenever I want to listen to a podcast, there's only one name that I ever think of. That's Chad Canfield, or better wise known as The Can Man. The best place to find The Can Man Show is at Zune Marketplace and iPod, podcast, whatever you call it.
The Can Man guy is awfully neat.
Welcome to The Can Man Show.
This is how we do it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Can Man Show. I am Chad, the Can Man Canfield. Joining me, as always, is my best friend in the whole wide world, Kevin. I hate the name Kamado Kappas.
Works for me.
All hey, right. Chad. Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine.
Good.
Talkative as ever.
Yeah, and yeah. Timmy's back. How you doing, Timmy?
I'm back.
I'm good.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad your rehearsal schedule's opened up.
Yeah. Finally not... You know, going out and getting famous.
Yeah. I'm glad you're here. And then come back to join us to fill Jamie's empty spot. Fill Jamie's empty hole. Corey Osborne. How you doing, Corey?
I'm doing okay, thanks.
Glad to have you back.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
I think you just turned a little red. So how's it going, guys? It's been a while, Timmy. It's been a while, Kevin. What's new?
It's been a busy summer.
It has been a busy summer.
I always make time for you, Chad.
I love you, Corey.
I love you too, Chad.
I love you, Tim.
I'm so glad you threw that in there because I was about to get jealous.
I know. Anyway,
man,
I love you too,
the
Kevin.
I know. we've got bracelets.
So this weekend, did you guys do anything fun?
Went to Heritage Days in Mount Vernon.
How was that?
It was actually really good. They had a band called Three Guys and a Drummer.
Yeah.
And they sort of go from mid-70s to mid-90s.
Yeah.
And they were actually really good.
Anybody in there we know?
There are a couple of Rockwell engineers that are actually the guitarists.
Cool.
And
I think that's where the name sounds familiar for when I used to work at Rockwell.
Yeah.
I'm sure they were talking about
but
it.
They're really good, and their drummer is awesome. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but they put on a really good show.
Good. So Heritage Days. What is exactly Heritage Days about in Mount Vernon?
It's Mount Vernon's town celebration. They have, you know, rides for the kids, and they do a car show. They do concerts every night.
Just plug it.
Yeah, you know, ahead. Of course, and we talked about this a few episodes ago, but I always go for the fried food.
Oh, yeah.
Twinkies? Did they have the classics? Fried Oreos?
They did, but I didn't have any. What I had is, like, a tenderloin that's as big as a dinner plate.
Yeah.
And then you just go to Jonesy's to get that?
Well, yeah, but it's not carny food if you do that.
Right, carny food's awesome.
Yeah, and then a funnel cake that's like 4 pounds of, you know, fried goodness with powdered another sugar. Pound of powdered sugar
okay,
on the top.
Okay, so yeah. I went to the Linn County Fair on Sunday.
Did you go to the chuck wagon races?
I did not. I think
my parents did that.
Well, actually, I was going to save this for later in the show, but I'll go ahead and play it now. I went to the lawnmower square dancing.
That's awesome.
Playing the clip right now. This is the Can Man. I'm at the Linn County Fair watching square dancing lawnmowers. Is that for real?
Yes, it is. This is what we have to look forward to when we get older.
Not me, sister.
After 16 more years of marriage, this is what we'll be doing.
They are in these blue lawnmowers going around in circles. It's interesting. I think I've had enough. Oh, wait, I gotta see this. Oh, collision. Nope, they're just promenading. Okay.
They're doing like they've been practicing.
Why do they call it square dancing when they're in a big circle? I wonder.
Because they're in square cars.
Okay. Well, Can Man signing out from the Linn County Fair. I can't believe lawnmower square dancing. What the hell?
If someone's out of step, does someone lose a foot?
I don't
now,
quite
was
know.
It fun to watch?
It was fun to watch, but I went to the food. They didn't have the fried Snickers. And
No fried Twinkie. Snickers.
All they had was funnel cakes and candy apples. One thing they did have that was kind of interesting is...
Fried parrot?
For $6, no, you could get this beer mug, right? Mm-hmm. And in the beer mug, it was all these different flavors of soda pop. They were like keg pops.
Different types of soda pop?
Yeah, it was cool.
Wow. In a mug, yeah. Like a suicide?
Well, they had like banana flavored, blue raspberry.
Oh, okay.
Oh, know, like they're doing fountain drinks.
Sarsaparilla. Yeah. So it was kind of neat. And then for, you know, it was $2 refills. But I thought that was kind of cool.
Wow.
But we went, saw the cows, and they had a cockadoodle zoo where they had turkeys and stuff for...
Goats.
They had a couple goats, a couple kids.
Bunny rabbits.
They had kids in the petting zoo?
They did. sheep, a mule.
My daughter won best
in show. A
miniature
pony. Did she?
No.
And so then we went over the swine and checked out the hogs. That was kind of cool. And it was a fair in Iowa. So
really, if you want the fried foods, you need to go to the Jones County Fair.
We talked about that last week or the week before.
I went to that last year for the first time ever.
They'll fry anything.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Children.
Yeah.
Your hand.
Anything that'll fit on a stick.
Anything you pick up off the ground. Yeah. Squirrels.
Right.
Squirrel! Squirrel!
Squirrel.
All right.
So I saw, speaking of squirrels, there's this store in Uptown Mount Vernon that sells like odd stuff.
I like Uptown Mount Vernon. Makes it sound like, you know, Manhattan.
Well, because Mount Vernon's built on a hill, so you have to drive up the hill to get uptown.
So physically, it's uptown.
Right. They have squirrel underwear. In fact, I believe I have
like underwear for squirrels.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe I have a picture of it on my.
Okay,
on my
it's phone. Underwear for squirrels.
Underwear for squirrels.
Not underwear with squirrels.
Not
on
with
it.
Like. No, it's actually squirrel sized.
Not with a cute saying like "protect your nuts" or something.
Right.
Like that.
Right. Yeah. That'd be brilliant.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh.
Let me see if I can find it.
Okay. So who uses squirrel? I mean, squirrels obviously would use squirrel underwear, but
who's the consumer? Who's the target market here?
I would assume people with pet squirrels.
People
really?
Who are nuts.
Yeah.
See, we had to find another
I can just
joke
see my
there.
Neighbor putting corn out and trying to chase squirrels around putting underwear on them.
I can see that.
I think you can get arrested for that.
Trying to put underwear on squirrels?
That's right.
You should look that up.
Only the
I
young
should,
ones.
On my new smartphone.
Yeah, on your new smartphone.
I could do that. Except we're in a dungeon. I don't think I get reception.
Probably not.
I get 3G down here.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, we have 3G
I should
in
know
Iowa.
What that means.
Cool. 3G?
Yeah, I know I know what it is. I'm just kidding.
Phone thing. Phone speak. All right, so other than that, the Linn County Fair, I also got hit up by DirecTV. Apparently, they've got like 140 HD channels. Do you have DirecTV?
Yes, I do.
How is it?
Love it.
You love it?
Yep. 140 HD channels?
I have the HD DVR.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it a real TiVo or is it the whatever brand they have?
It's the DirecTV version.
Yeah?
But I've been really happy with it. I had a standard definition DVR that sucked like a Hoover.
I've got an HD DVR, yeah, so but I only have like maybe 20 channels.
Yeah, that's kind of what I have is only like 20 channels. Okay.
I wasn't lying, man.
All right. So really, squirrel
boxers
underwear.
Boxers or briefs?
Yep.
Squirrel good. Underpants.
Squirrel briefs.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, no boxer briefs.
I need to get new glasses. Okay. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Squirrel underpants. I'm beginning to wonder if I do need bifocals. Seriously. I was supposed to get new glasses last year. But never got around to getting them. So my eye exam's strong. Next week. So no need to worry about going to get some new ones.
And you notice they have a convenient Y front.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, because how many squirrel wings
squirrel,
have you seen?
I don't even think they're located in the front. I don't know. I think they have them on like the back of their neck or something.
I don't know enough about squirrel anatomy to find out. But Kevin knows a little bit about anatomy after going to see a movie this weekend. What'd you go see, Kevin, and what's this anatomy lesson that you took?
Bruno.
So was it as disappointing as what I had heard?
I don't know what you mean by disappointing. I mean, it is what it is.
Not as fresh as Borat?
Well, everybody knows the shtick now, so...
Yeah.
Right.
But, well, Todd Rutabaga Gutnick said he liked it better when it was called Zoolander.
Well, yeah, I dealt with models.
Yeah.
And that sort of thing, but that really wasn't it. I mean,
okay.
It was...
This is more of a reality, pseudo-reality...
Yeah.
...documentary thing.
Where, you know, Bruno comes to the United States to try and, you know, hit it big and...
And Bruno, for some people who don't know this, is Sacha Baron Cohen, the guy who created Borat.
The Ali G show.
The Ali G. Bruno is one of his other characters, and he has a show in
he's
the BBC
he's a
or
gay
HBO.
Austrian fashionista.
Okay. Yeah. And so...
And I have to say, probably not... I probably should have rethought the whole idea of going out with my wife and seeing that.
Yeah. Just,
would you rather have been alone?
Right.
It would have made it a whole lot easier to touch himself.
You know, as
get
weird
away
as
with
that
it.
Sound, I think I'd rather be alone or have Chad with me. But I don't know. There was one part in there where they had his dong spinning around on the screen.
So it was like meatspin.com.
And it was like flopping up and down, side to sides, spinning around in a circle, and then
helicopter.
Right at the end, it just boing right in the middle, staring right at you. And I have to tell you, in the big huge Windsong digital screen, I mean, that is the biggest. You know, it makes me wonder what was Triple X like when
back in
they
the
had
70s.
Back in the day, you know, where you could see that big, you know.
All right.
But, yeah, there's...
I'm going to have to go see this film.
It's a ginormous Wang.
I mean, there were so many little parts that I could see very clearly because of the digital...
Hi-yo!
But now the movie was made up of very little parts, you know, that...
So this was bigger than Dr. Manhattan.
He didn't need no digital dong there. I mean, this is all
so it wasn't Big Blue.
Going. No, it wasn't blue. It was well shaved.
Oh, so it was it was his, not
he
a
trims.
Prosthetic.
Yeah. And then he had anal bleaching during the episode, too. which he basically called his
that's brilliant.
He called his talent agent while he's getting anal bleaching, so he's like
using
telling
Michael Jackson's doctor.
So he's like telling the lady, you know, where she, you know, will you pull your finger out of my ass at this point? And his talent agent's like, what do you say? What are you saying to me? You know, and I think he kind of started to get an idea that this is all wrong. But
my there, goodness!
But there is one part that I found really interesting was he actually got an interview with Paula Abdul.
Wow.
See, the whole idea is he wants to make his own show over here in the United States. So he tries to interview all sorts of people. And one of them is Paula Abdul. And he doesn't...
In the world did he trick Paula Abdul? We know how stable she is.
No, it gets worse. It gets worse because...
Bottle of pills like M&M's on the coffee table.
Man.
I only eat the green ones.
Have some red or green.
Before
but,
7.
But yeah, he didn't have any furniture in his house. So he basically had his Mexican landscapers, come in and act like furniture. So he had all these Mexican people, you know, on their hands and knees acting like chairs. And he brings her in and he says, have a seat on my Mexican furniture. And she sits down on a Mexican person who is groaning from the weight of her. And then she proceeds to talk about human rights and treating people well.
That's brilliant.
which I could not believe that she... I mean, anybody else that's normal would have saw what was happening.
Right.
And turned around and said, oh, hell no. I ain't going to sit on a... On a Mexican, you know, but he just made
now
it.
Now, had he been
he
Polish.
He like lawnmower gas.
but just, he called it his Mexican furniture, which I thought that was hilarious.
You know, and I heard a rumor that he actually did another interview with one of the Jackson sisters. I think LaToya.
Probably.
That was cut because she got up to do something and he called Michael on her phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they cut that scene
Right before
all the
this
movie came out.
Ooh, yeah.
That would have been crazy.
It's kind of
way to bow to the man.
It's like the original Spider-Man was supposed to have
the
Twin
Towers.
In
it's kind of exactly what I was thinking, the Twin Towers thing.
Too soon.
Too soon. Yeah.
But then there was the time where he's talking to a model, and he's just interviewing her, and this is an actual model, you know, it's not like a made-up part, where he, you know, starts talking to her about how rough the business is and how, you know, you got to put your one foot in front of the other, the left foot, the right foot, the left foot, the right foot, and then you got to turn. And then she actually went on to say, yeah, the turning's the really tough part. It is terrible. It is so rough. And he's like getting her to admit this. And it's like, God, do you realize what you were saying? You're saying walking?
Yeah, I can
walking and turning is hard. Good God, we throw bubblegum chewing in it and you blow your freaking mind.
So, Bruno, is that something you'd take your mom to?
I'd take my mom to it.
No.
I'd take Kevin's mom to
it. I wouldn't take I shouldn't even take my wife to it because she was pretty
offended.
Yeah. We had to go to
not a big fan, huh?
No. She was pretty quiet afterwards. She walked out. I kind of looked at her. Too soon.
Just don't say anything.
And
hey, honey, want to go get ice cream now?
Now, she did find a couple parts interesting. So
did you try any of that stuff when you got home?
The whole meat spin thing?
Yeah, the helicopter.
That turn her on?
Did you take off?
Well, first...
across the room.
First, I had to shave just like him. He had a nice little
goatee.
Manscape going there.
You know, the other day I had to explain to a 55-year-old, very, very conservative Christian woman who works for me what manscaping was.
Mm-hmm.
She was under the impression that it was when the man does the landscaping at your house. And I said, well, that's one way to look at it.
Well, I suppose you could do it at your house.
Yeah.
Do you have clippers?
Right.
I guess you could watch.
Razor?
Or maybe not.
Well, I wasn't even the one that brought it up. I was just the only one that was willing to explain it to her.
Nice.
Yeah. It was funny.
Aw, someone's got to tell Elfo about manscaping.
Aw.
Well, I couldn't very well show her there were people around.
Ethel, come to the bathroom with me. But
I
thought it was good. I thought it was good, but when I go to that, I go for one reason. I want to see...
his dog?
You know, I...
And it was just too much pressure having my wife there. Yeah. I couldn't enjoy it.
I couldn't just...
It just roll around laughing.
Yeah, a couple times I had to stop myself from laughing because, man, there's a couple times I just wanted to let out.
And you knew your wife would hit you?
Yeah, pretty much. And there was even people who left the theater.
Yeah.
Well, and it's like, what did you freaking expect?
That's kind of cool, though.
Adventureland.
That's a different story. That was just dumb. Sorry. That was just bad.
All right.
But I think the... Oh, there was even... He was at a swingers party.
Nice.
And he kept on getting whipped by this one chick. She just repeatedly whipped him because he kept on, you know, as they said, like, kept trying to do gay shit.
Okay.
He was trying to... what was it? He went to... what do they call them? People that... He wanted to renounce his gayness or something.
Oh, he went to one of those,
become straight.
Like a holy roller?
Yeah, what do they call that? It's like a converter. A converter?
You mean like a cable box?
A reprogrammer, something along that
like
lines.
Like Exodus or something.
Yeah, so, you know, and he was just going back and forth with this guy, different ways to
not be gay.
Try and become straight.
Don't be gay, Sparky.
And you know, he was...
Don't be gay.
Well, that's a classic episode right there.
He started talking about how he had such pretty lips. And
he does have pretty lips, though. I mean, you can say it, Kev, from a purely platonic standpoint. He does have an above-average set of lips.
Who does? Well, Sasha or the...
I saw it. You know, he's got... He doesn't care. He shows it all. I mean...
Wow.
Well, yeah, I suppose I would, too, if I was going to rake in millions of dollars.
God.
We did it for free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We sure did.
You would do it for free.
We did it for free.
High def.
That's right.
As high def as you can get it.
I was
live.
In the third row, baby.
Hairs. Yeah. Moles.
I was standing next to
Stretch
Chad.
Marks. Yeah. Yeah, we were. Standing next to each other.
But, yeah, I liked it, but... You know, it is what it is. People are going to be horrified by it or find it really funny.
What was the rating? Borat.
Hmm?
What rating did it get? I was just curious. I don't know.
PG-13. What do you think?
PG-13. Okay.
There was a 12-foot dong on the screen spinning around.
NC-17? R?
I think it was R. It's
really?
R.
Yeah.
I don't know how
a dong on the screen is R now?
Yeah. Well, Borat was R,
but
and
it
he showed a picture
sexual.
Of an underage teen's penis.
Oh, he did? I missed that.
when he's in those people's house at dinner.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you can get away with that, you can probably get away with showing your own.
I guess so. Hmm. Sacha Baron Cohen.
This is quickly becoming the penis episode.
Yeah. I have no more to say.
That's it. He's exhausted now.
Wow.
too much
he's
movie
spent.
For me.
I'm spent.
There was the interesting part. There was one other part that was
Whoa. That is not a speed bag.
No, the last part I'll talk about is that one part where he was in this one hotel room and he was all tied up with this other guy. I mean, full
bondage
gear and everything. The other guy that was with him had a looked like a toilet brush tied to his mouth. It was pretty interesting. So their story was is they called the front desk and said that they lost their key, so they needed to have somebody come up and try and find the key that would unlock all the bondage gear.
Oh my!
So they had this guy come in. He just took one look at it. He was like, "Oh hell no, not gonna." And then they got in like the managers and everything, and they're looking at this and Bruno's like trying to tell him that oh I'm trying to order this movie here, and the guy's like, what do you mean you're trying to order a movie? He's like, yes, and he's got the remote control in his ass. And he's trying to order a movie.
I'm going to have to cut that out.
No?
Sure? I don't
know.
Oh,
come on.
Maybe.
It's an explicit tag, baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
He has a remote control in his gluteus maximus. That's a medical term. It's
in his rectum.
Acceptable.
Rectum.
Nearly killed him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, one other thing we did this weekend on Saturday night, we went to the Cedar Rapids Roller Girls.
Was that?
When they took on the trail outfit. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was freaking awesome.
Blood?
And what?
Was there any blood?
Not really blood, but there was one injured roller girl. It was pretty good. A lot of cleavage. Chuck, I ran into Chuck there, and he kept wanting to lose their tops.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me either. Well, he had one idea for them to make a little extra money in between, because it plays like hockey where there's three periods.
Lap dances?
Well, not lap dances, but a kissing booth. He's like, they should do a kissing booth.
You know how disgusting that would get after a while?
Probably pretty disgusting. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, is
not
that
if you
were
first in line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sloppy 10 or 13 or 15.
Whatever. So anyway, kissing booth. So anyway, I recorded a little snippet here from the roller girl. Hey, this is the Can Man. I'm standing here with Kizma Asbich, and we're standing here right outside the, I don't know, what do you call this area? Pulpit?
Yeah, the pulpit.
The pulpit?
Yep.
So you guys all hang out here, get ready to, when you do your little thing out there on the...
Yeah, before we go into the next period, we always hang out back here and...
Cool.
Wait for the buzzer.
I gotta say, you're kicking some major ass tonight. How you
yeah. We just came in and with our game plan, and we're really executing the game plan that we had set in place. And all of our girls are really working well together, and we're all talking out there, and everybody's just doing what they need to be doing, and we're just working really well as a team.
Very cool, because right now, let's see, what's the score? 97-28?
Right.
Damn.
97.
How easy would that be for them to come back and score on you guys?
Well, they would have to score 70 points.
Is it possible?
Yeah, it is possible, but it's not going to happen.
All right. Because you do a hell of a job blocking, I got to say. I've been watching you. Holy cow. You were out there by yourself for a while there, pretty much. I mean, you had, you and a couple other people, but a lot of you guys were in the penalty box. And you were just kind of a wall stopping them, everybody. That was awesome. Way to go.
Yeah, you just got to be able to be a positional blocker, and you got to be able to be a hitter, too, and just be aware of what's around you.
Well, I don't want to take you away too much longer because I know you got to get back out there and kick some ass. This is we're here on the end of the second intermission, so get out there, kick some ass, and bring that home for us.
Woo! Go Cedar Rapids!
Go
Woo!
Cedar Rapids! Congratulations, Cedar Rapids Roller Girls! It's a big win! The crowd is going wild. 122-43, the final score tonight at the Cedar Rapids Roller Girl bout against the Chicago Outfit. That is amazing. If you think you have what it takes to be a Cedar Rapids Roller Girl on July...
And I do think I do.
This Sunday, is it the 18th? Or Saturday, the 18th?
Saturday is the 18th.
Okay.
Just bandaged and some
this
medical
Saturday, July 18th, 2009, 4 to 6 p.m. in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, at Super Skate. You can
at
go
Super
try
Skate?
Out.
Super Skate?
At Super Skate.
What if you're accidentally at Super Skate and that comes through?
And you get recruited.
But you can bring your own skates, or if you don't have skates, Super Skate has some for you. As far as like pads and stuff, the Roller Girls will let you borrow some of their knees and elbow pads, not their
actual
knees and elbow pads and
the
helmets.
Cosmetic pads.
Yeah. So make sure that if you are a girl and you want to get on the team, can outskate the best of them, or if you're a bruiser, go do it.
Would they lose somebody?
No, they're just looking for more people. So Hillary, this is for you, baby. You should go do this, Hillary. You know who you are. That's all I was gonna say about that.
Are we talking about our Secretary of Defense?
No,
of State. Excuse
no,
me.
Hillary from the Frightmare Forest.
Okay,
she'd be a great.
I bet Hillary Clinton would.
No,
do
she'd
awesome.
Be a great blocker for for the Roller Girls. She would be awesome if she could stand up all the time. She falls down a lot. That's what she says.
Just on her own.
Just on her own. Never mind, Hillary. Don't worry. Don't worry about it. Anyway, Roller Girl tryouts this weekend. What else is going on? You were shopping this afternoon at the Hollywood Video and you found some deals. What's up with that?
Oh, yeah. Today, they started off a $5 video game sale. So any used video game that they got in the store there that's under $30, it's now $5.
Wow.
So that's 360, PlayStation 3, Xbox, PlayStation 2.
Atari.
Wii's, DS.
Wow.
I saw PSP games there, too.
Commodore 64.
Atari.
VIC-20.
Pong.
Tandy PC-7.
Yeah, I already picked up 5 games.
Wow.
So by the time you hear this, I'll probably bought the rest of the freaking store out.
So, but it's a Hollywood Video over on Edgewood Road in that little strip mall where Gander Mountain is.
Yeah, and we're recording this Monday, so the sale just started today.
So chances are it'll be picked through by Thursday. So go
it'll
when
be
you're
picked
this
over by tomorrow, probably.
Yeah, we'll go
by
to,
Kevin.
By Kevin.
By
and I think after the show, we are going to head over there and going to check it out. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But they only did one thing confusing where they kind of mixed some of the new games in with the used ones.
Right.
So you almost bought new ones, but it's just the used ones, not the new ones.
Right. But there's just like a sticker on them.
Yeah. They just have a different colored sticker on them. So
crazy.
But yeah, video games for $5.
It's Hollywood cool. Video.
Yep.
Okay. I'll be sure to check that out. Now, one thing I do want to mention about something cool going on for the theater. All year long, Theater Cedar Rapids does all these plays. This year, they did Gypsy. They did, well, I don't know,
Hair,
so many Hair.
Fences.
Yeah.
Schoolhouse Rock Live.
High School Musical
High
Reunion.
High School Musical, yeah. Rocky Horror.
Was that this year? No,
yes.
That was last year.
Yeah, they did
it.
Well,
oh,
it was this,
okay,
past,
this
season,
past season.
And the season previous.
Sound of Music.
Sound of Music.
Yeah, anyway, for all those people that were in those shows, the theater has kind of an awards banquet that's open to the public. It's called Ovations.
I'm really disappointed that I'm going to miss it.
It's next, not this Saturday coming up, the 18th, but the Saturday after that, the 25th.
Yep.
7 p.m. at TCR Lindale. I believe the tickets are like $10. I am emceeing the gig. Myself and Jim Kropa will be hosting the show as we did last year. I am the outgoing president of the volunteer board for Theater
Cedar
Rapids.
You are pretty outgoing.
I am something. But I'll be hosting the show with Jim Kropa. And if you want to come meet me and a lot of people that
they'll
have been
sign
on the
autographs.
Show, yeah, I'll sign autographs.
He's famous.
Yeah,
he'll
whatever.
Sign your boob.
Ooh.
Just one.
Well, you could put Chad
yeah, don't
on
get
the one
greedy.
And Canfield on the other.
I could put Can Man right in between them.
That'd be ironic, wouldn't it?
It'd be ironical.
The Can Man on your cans?
Yeah. I could do that.
That's brilliant.
But make sure you make it out there. For more information on how to get to Ovations tickets, just go to theater, theatrecr.org, and you can get tickets right there online. So that'll be fun.
Neat. Speaking of theater, I have to put in a plug for my show right now. To Kill a Mockingbird is part of the Classics at Bruce Moore series.
Yep.
We've got 3 performances left. That would be the 16th, 17th, and 18th of July, a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
At Bruce Moore.
At Bruce Moore, on the grounds at Bruce Moore. It's an outdoor show. You can get tickets by going to www.brucemoore.org, and all the
ticket information is on there. You can also get tickets at the door. It's right. gotten great reviews, great review in the Gazette, great
what's,
review in
what's
Quarter
cool
Buzz.
About Bruce Moore as a venue? Okay, well, for some people that don't know what Bruce Moore is, like our stalker Kevin Zerbe, the Bruce Moore is a mansion that was built in Cedar Rapids by the people who owned, well, a lot of big business back mm-hmm. in the turn of the century.
Yep.
And Bruce Moore was like the first building with like plumbing. Something like that.
Well, not like, I mean, ever. But.
No, but east of, well, had the way
don't
the
make
type,
us out to be hicks.
No, no, I mean, but hicks, no, it's okay. it had a lot of. It was like one of the first things.
When it was built, it was supposed to be the most spectacular home west of Chicago.
Right, right, and the guy, the MGM Lion, his little brother, same litter, or it was the MGM Lion, used to live on the grounds there. The guy who owned it in the basement, it's got like a tiki bar and a Wild West bar. It's pretty cool. The main floor, I mean, it's just it's like a haunted mansion, only cool. And
there's a mural in the Great Hall that was painted by Grant Wood.
Yeah, Grant Wood. Those of you who've seen American Gothic, there's a lot of artwork done in the house by Grant Wood and Marvin Cohn and a lot of really famous painters from the area. Very, very worth the trip to make it to town to see that. But the productions for the Classic of Bruce Moore happen outside behind the house on a
next to the duck pond
in a beautiful little area. You come in, you bring a blanket or chairs,
bring a picnic lunch. People bring their
the
fine
wine
wines
and cheese and their
their own tables and everything.
That some has happened. Do. Yes. Yep.
Some
they make
do.
An event of it. This is the 14th year of the Classics at Bruce Moore,
and it's
series.
It's awesome.
Because the first time that we went, they were doing Shakespeare.
It was mm-hmm. the year Kale
and,
was in it,
and we walked in there, and I saw all these people with like tables, chairs,
yeah.
and so on.
Yep.
I was like, where the hell is the table and chairs? oh, they brought them.
Yes,
yeah.
It's a big event for some people, and we had on our final show this past weekend, we had roughly 500 people there on the grounds sitting in. And watching this outdoor show, and it's very good. It's gotten great reviews, and it's a lot of fun. And my kid is doing awesome in it. She's absolutely blowing me away.
Very cool.
As Scout in To Kill a Mockingbird.
Very cool.
Do you guys use like a sound system and everything?
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Or is it?
We do. There are mics, and but we use the entire area. It's not just the stage. We use the surrounding woods and trees
everywhere.
And,
that's what a lot of people are looking at the stage, and they don't realize there's stuff going on all around them.
Yep.
And so it throws some people off, especially like if it's, you know, something suspenseful or
very interesting lighting. And it's a fun show. And if you're familiar with the book, if you're familiar with the play or the film, you should come out and see it, because it's a
first rate cast
and very interesting
local talent.
Yeah, very interesting.
So you not
production.
Only have scenes on the stage, but they're things.
Yeah,
in the
it's
woods
it's pretty it's like, pretty interactive. Wow. I mean, there are people coming from the left and the right and behind you and everything
wow.
else.
So something that's cool about that place too is it's kind of in the middle of town, but it's full of wildlife.
Yeah, like, I've seen since I started rehearsals in June, I've seen owls, deer, a fox. Lots of small
yeah, several
rodents.
Deer.
And,
the pond is full of fish. You can see
yeah,
the fish. There's turtles,
frogs, and everything all over the place. Lots of birds.
And of course, at night when you're doing the show or rehearsing, because I was before the flood, I was going to be in Lysistrata out there, and it was just a cool. I mean, you could hear the frogs, and it just created a great atmosphere.
It's been an interesting place to spend the last month or so in rehearsals. You know, 5 nights a week.
They call it Camp Bruce
Moore. Camp Bruce Moore.
Well, I know the front's pretty big where. Heck, they've had concerts out front. Mm-hmm.
They just actually had the Freedom Festival deal. With
yeah, the balloon lighting.
The balloon glow.
In a couple of weeks, it will be the Bluesmore.
Bluesmore, yeah.
Which will be coming up. And you know what? I'll post a link to Bruce Moore.org so you guys can check it out.
So do they have that much room in the back? It's been a while.
No, the front lawn where they did the balloon glow that comes out onto First Avenue, that's a really, really large space. This is back
that's
behind
two or three
the,
acres at least out front.
It's probably...
This is back is behind...
It's
behind
probably
the mansion.
About half as big as is out front.
About
there
half
are
as big as
flower gardens and stuff like that.
But
and
the,
it's just
the
very
whole piece of
cool.
property used
beautiful.
They used to farm property. It in the back, so they it was all everything that was there, because when it was built, it was out in the country. Now it's in the middle of town.
Yeah.
But they used to farm it. They used to grow their own food. They used to, you know, have servants and the whole shebang.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. Very historic building, and it's just an absolutely beautiful grounds to go take
a
walk
on. And
on
top of that, there's a neat little museum out there. They have a greenhouse. David, the gardener, or is he the assistant gardener?
Assistant gardener.
Yep. The gardener and David, the assistant gardener, they take such good care of the property and the gardens and the flowers, and it's such a beautiful
place. The
trees,
there are some beautiful old trees if you're interested in that kind of stuff. So it's a great place to even just go out and, you know, spend an hour walking around on the grounds.
Just the grounds.
I always tried to hit the place again when they had like an open house where it was free to like tour the place.
They do that.
They keep missing it.
They'll do it here around Christmas time. In a few months. It's hard to, scary to say that. A few months is going to be
even
about
have
Christmas
Santa
time.
Claus come in there.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Time's going by pretty quick. I mean, here we are, you know,
middle of July.
July. Actually, I was looking online today at the first NFL preseason games are now less than a month away.
Wow.
Yep.
So
yeah, here it is. You know, episode 43. Almost,
I know that's
almost
crazy.
A year, guys. Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Almost a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
So at 52, we quit, right?
You can quit if you want.
You don't have to be committed to this. You could be sort of committed, like me. I just to keep taking weeks off so I can go do other stuff.
If you want to do other stuff, let me know. I get plenty of people who want to sit in. But it's just not the same without you. And you.
Thanks.
Yeah. But cool.
So yeah, that's my plug for the show. Three performances left, and it's so even if you're not.
Do you have any musical performance gigs that coming up?
No, I don't. All of that is shelved currently for this performance. So I do have some leads, some projects that I'm going to be working on, probably starting in August. A couple of recording projects with different bands and stuff like that, but nothing nothing scheduled for performances.
Any more CDs coming out?
No, well, not soon, but one of those recording projects, there'll probably be some of my music on it, and you know, hopefully that'll be released by Christmas, but we'll see how it goes.
Cool.
I'll tell you what I'm really looking forward to, though, is the new season, the new Theater at Cedar Rapids season.
Absolutely.
It's going to be wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the producers and Rent and the Laramie Project. And,
yeah, Rock and Roll.
Yeah,
Annie.
Altar Boys.
Altar Boys. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I've got three shows picked out that I'm shooting for this season: Laramie Project, Rock and Roll, and Rent. So we'll see if
producers.
I can make any of those work. Yeah, are you gonna go for the producers?
I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be a good fit.
Yeah.
So and also if everything goes well, we're hoping to be back downtown in the Iowa Theater Building by the end of the season. So.
Knock on wood. They just got a big grant, and I saw in the paper.
Iowa grant.
$1.5 million.
Which is sorely needed for the renovation of the building.
Yeah, it's going to help out quite a bit. I don't think they were budgeting for it. I'm on the board of directors as well.
Right.
I don't think they were budgeting for it. So to get that extra $1.5 million, now they're going to be able to start an endowment.
Mm-hmm.
So they can keep the place going, not just fix it up, but make sure it stays running
right
for a long time.
And so, it'll be back better than ever. So in this next season, all goes well, we'll see TCR back downtown where they belong.
Darn right. It's been so hard trying to do the volunteer board stuff when there's no home for the theater. I mean,
right.
You know, it's
TCR Lindale is okay for a temporary. A home, but it's not a home.
It's not a
homeless shelter.
Kinda, yeah. Kinda.
So do you think we could get a grant for the Can Man Show?
I would love to get a grant for the Can Man Show.
$1.5 million.
I wouldn't mind just a couple grand, really, just to get enough money to build the
then
video studio.
Then you need
studio.
To petition Vision Iowa and say, give me some funds.
Yeah, but I'm not a nonprofit.
So, you are right now.
Yeah, I am right now. But I haven't
negative
filled out the
profit.
Papers. Yeah,
there you go.
Way
well,
negative.
You need to do the paperwork.
Yeah,
do your due diligence.
Whatever. But I want to turn the garage into a into a video studio in order to do that.
Unless you're gonna say into a video store.
No, yeah, I'm gonna turn the garage into like a video store. I want to get a couple decent cameras. They don't have to be TV quality, but I want to. I got to climate control the garage. So if you have materials you'd like to donate, I would be happy to trade advertising for you. Or with you. You advertise for me, I'll advertise for you if you give me some of your materials.
Give me stuff and I'll tell people
about you.
That almost sounds like a mafia kind of thing.
Yo.
I'll make sure you're taken care of as long as you give me some stuff.
No, I mean, I would love to trade advertising for materials to make that dream come alive. I've got a lot of our listeners that are wanting us to do a video podcast. I have a lot of ideas on little bits we can do for video. I've been learning a lot about video editing and whatnot.
And then they're going to really see the first stuff. Episode and go, whoa, oh, look at those wow. guys.
They sounded a lot cooler on the radio.
Yeah, we're not cool.
You got a face for radio.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, got a face and a body for radio. But
you got a body for two radios.
Ouch.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't say anything. It's not like I'm...
It's funny, though.
Chad just wishes he had thought of it.
No. Not me.
What are you
not
kidding?
Me.
Chad is the most serious person I know.
Totally. I can be.
I mean, well, yeah, for like 10 seconds.
I was going to say, wait a minute, what is happening here?
The funeral.
The world's about to blow up. I'm having a stroke or something.
But I'm serious about this whole deal. If you got materials or if you want to sponsor us by dropping us a little cash here and there, we'll make sure it gets put to good use to get that video studio up and running. If you'd also like to hire us out, we would love to come do a live broadcast or live taping of the Cam Man Show at your location. We might
hear that, Conan O'Brien?
Something like that. Not Conan O'Brien.
Whatever. You know, like if Conan O'Brien invited you to come, you would be like, no, that's not my scene.
Or at some sort of theater or something. We would love to do
something. Big national talk shows that would give us tons of free exposure.
Yeah, I would come on there and talk, but I wouldn't do the, I mean, I wouldn't, you know, host the show. I suppose I could.
You could.
I could.
You should.
I would.
Yeah.
But I'd have to wear pants.
Oh.
It's one of those joys of doing radio, too. I can sit here and... my underwear and no one would know.
I would know.
Yeah.
It's true.
I think these guys would know too.
Right. So guys, this week coming out is Harry Potter, and are you guys looking forward to this?
Very.
So which is this the,
my family
this is the Half-Blood Prince?
That's correct.
This is not the last book in the series. There's two more movies going to be made out of the last book. It's the second to last book.
Unfortunately, right? All of the all of the kids are going to be like, 33 when they finally make all the films.
No, they've actually filmed them, I think. At least that's what I heard. They're in post-production on all three of them.
Yeah,
I think they filmed them all at the same time.
Probably because they were like, oh, whoa, puberty hit with a vengeance.
Yeah, I'm Daniel Radcliffe and I'm now 30.
Right.
I think the kids will be sick of it by then.
I doubt it. It's not just the kids, though, man.
The kids are actually doing it.
I really enjoyed the books.
Yeah.
I don't dislike the movies in any way. I just don't really care about them. They just never really grabbed me. The books I read cover to cover, I would sit down in a couple of days, each book.
Yeah.
But the films, I mean, they're decent.
I'm waiting to read the books until after I see the movie. Because if I read the book and then I watch the movies are ruined for me.
Well, and that's usually how it goes for me.
So my first exposure to Harry Potter was watching Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And
your experience is obviously very different. I read all of the books before.
I made the conscious decision to not read the books until after the movies were done. And so after the movies are done, then I'll go back and read it, and then I'll probably appreciate the books more, and then I'll hate the movies. But so far, I've loved every one of them. They've been so well done. They're long, but that doesn't bother me at all.
I like long films.
I'll tell you what, though, you won't find one kid that'll complain. I mean, my cousin Maggie is 11, and she will sit there with rapt attention. I mean, an earthquake wouldn't move her when one of those is on.
I think we've talked about it before. You know, if a movie is well made, it can hold attention. We were talking about The Lord of the Rings.
Right.
One time, my daughter was, and she must have been 7 at the time.
I sat down and watched all three of the Lord of the Rings films, special editions. It was so extended. Like, we're talking about 12 hours worth of film, and they sat down, and my girl sat down and watched that with me, and it held their attention. We had a trilogy marathon day. It was pretty awesome.
That's awesome.
Was it cold outside, or was it in the middle of summer?
I don't remember. It was, but I was home with the kids, and I was like, let's watch Lord of the Rings. And they were like, oh, okay. But they sat and watched, you know, the movies and had a blast. I don't know that they could do it now.
Yeah.
But, so they've already seen it.
I was at the store the other day, and I saw that Dan Brown's new book is they're actually advertising it in the stores now, September.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I'm looking forward to that.
Well, and if you follow him on Facebook, they post 4 or 5 clues a day. And you decode them. Like the other day, they posted a list of GPS coordinates. And if you plug those into Google Maps and connected all the points, it was the Star of David.
Mm.
And there was one that was an upside-down signature of John Hancock. There are clues on the front of the book.
Right.
Something to do with the Freemasons.
Yeah.
Just probably 4 or 5 a day for the last 3 weeks they've been doing this.
Hmm.
And he posts them on Facebook and Twitter. You know, and I did not know this. Like, when the Da Vinci Code came out.
Yeah.
After it came out in paperback, he went on Good Morning America, and he was doing an interview. And apparently there were 13 puzzles on the front cover of the book.
Yeah, the book's right there, and they are on there.
If you decoded all 13 of them, you went to a secret website,
mm-hmm.
and you could win something.
Right.
I never knew that until the paperback came out, and he was actually telling about how, you know, they had like 20 people solve the puzzle on the first day mm-hmm. the book was out, and they all won something. But I don't know if they're doing something similar with all these clues they're posting online.
You never
know. But it's interesting. I mean, they'll post a picture, and then they'll just, like, they'll list the GPS coordinates. And then they'll post, like, a Latin phrase, and you have to figure out who it's tied to. Or today's was a Caesar, what do they call it, a Caesar box cipher.
Okay, yeah.
Where the letters are moved in a certain order.
Right.
And it's got something to do with the U.S. Capitol. I mean, that's on the front of the new book.
Right.
And the Freemasons, and something in London.
Well, you know, when they made National Treasure and National Treasure 2, they were kind of ripping off Da Vinci Code. I wonder if...
But that's all right. Those were fun movies.
Well, they were. They were. But I wonder if now he's ripping off National Treasure, if it's taking place like U.S. Treasury and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is, like, there's a significance to every clue.
Right.
So, like, the one with the GPS coordinates, the points of the Star of David are near major military installations. All six of them. Six, right?
Okay.
There's 6 points on the Star of David?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not Jewish.
Yeah, I'm not either.
And I'm not David.
And I don't own a ShamWow.
And I'm not a star.
But things like that. Or he posted the other day a portrait of the first known portrait of George Washington when he was still an officer in the Virginia militia.
Yeah.
And he still had a red coat and there were some clues today about stuff in the U.S. Capitol. There was one that got posted on Twitter right before I got here of a map of near Piccadilly Square in London.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's going on.
Ben Franklin was there at Piccadilly Square.
He was
actually in, well, he was there, but he was trying to get the French to come over to fight the English. So Ben Franklin was the one who went over to France to convince the people, the French, to come over here
mm-hmm.
to fight during the Revolutionary War, before the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah. The only thing I've really been able to gather is that it has something to do with the Freemasons.
Yeah.
Because the founding fathers were...
Most of them were Freemasons. Yeah.
And there's a certain, like a design of the plaza, the Washington Monument, the Reflecting Pool, what do they call that? The National Mall.
The Mall.
Yeah.
An orientation of the streets in Washington that are supposed to mean something significant, and on the back of the dollar bill.
I wonder if he came here to do any research, because the Masonic Library is here.
I would imagine so. I mean, it's the largest Masonic library in the country.
Really?
By far.
Yeah, it is.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we have one of the largest Islamic temples.
As well.
Mosque, excuse
yeah,
me.
Yeah, large
in
mosque.
In Cedar Rapids.
But the Masonic temple, though, there's the Masonic temple, and then there's the Masonic library in town, and you can go in there, but you're not going to learn any secrets.
Right.
It's the big building with the big white lions.
Yeah, I've seen it, but I just
It's right
there.
I didn't
pay any attention to it.
The TCR office is on the back side of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite large.
So, that's interesting. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Have you ever been in there, anybody?
Nope.
I've always wanted to go in just to check it out. It's one of the cool, it's like all
you
marble.
Go in there, you die.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I didn't go in.
I won't go there.
You didn't want to die.
I don't want to die either.
We'll become the next clues on danbrown.com.
Right.
Yeah. The Cam Man Show.
Oh, God. Could you imagine what it's going to be like for them, you know, when the book comes out?
The Masons?
Ah, Christ. There are people here again.
Yeah.
Like, why don't they just leave us alone? No, Dan Brown's not here. Get the hell out. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know.
Elvis was a Freemason.
They should have like a they should have like a gift shop or something.
No, nope, totally made that up.
They should have a gift shop.
I'll tell you what though, I'm really excited for this book. They haven't. I mean, other than Robert Langdon's going to be in it and all these little clues they give about the Freemasons and where it sort of takes place, they haven't released any detail about.
But it is another Robert Langdon novel.
It is. It's the third one. I've read Deception Point, and then what was the other one? Oh goodness! I have it sitting up there on the shelf.
Digital Fortress.
Digital Fortress. Yeah. Now that's the one that takes place in
the NSA.
In the NSA, yeah. And then the Deception Point was the one with the asteroid.
The Arctic Circle.
Yeah. They both he writes so visually. I mean,
I didn't read either of those. The only Dan Brown books I read were
they're very good.
Langdon ones.
But, they're really, really good.
But you can
see
where he's figuring out like what he wants as the Langdon character, and
right?
And then the kind of the cohort, the woman cohort, or whatever. You know, he's figuring out that whole
sort of like an intellectual American James Bond.
The last few Dan Brown books that I've read, I mean, I read both of the Deception Point and Digital Fortress, and you kind of learn this formula after you watch I watch it in my head when after you read it. You know, you can kind of go, okay, he's mentioning this, so this has something to be. This is something I got to pay attention to. You know, you just got to really pay attention to what he's mentioning in the books, and you're, oh, okay, this makes sense.
Right. When I reached the end, towards the end of Angels and Demons, I had already made some of those connections. Yeah. So, but it was also, I thought it was way better than the Da Vinci Code from a book perspective. But once I reached the end of it, I wouldn't say I had it figured out, but there was a lot of stuff that I was just like, okay, I know what's coming here.
But it always seems like right in the last 50 pages or so, there is something that he writes that makes all that stuff click.
Right.
It's like he wrote it in such a way in the beginning that it kind of stuck in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a moment, you flip the page and you read the paragraph, and you're like, oh, hell, that's exactly... Yeah. And it's the small stuff. You have to pay attention to the little tiny details.
It's the red moment, like from The Sixth Sense. Red. Oh, crap. Why didn't I see that?
Yeah. You have to pay attention to the small details, because it's not like a Stephen King novel where, you know, you're just engrossed in the huge, you know, horrors and monsters and killings and everything right from the beginning of the book. I mean, he sets, you know, the first third of the Da Vinci Code was nothing more than setting the stage for the rest of the book.
Right.
And if you didn't pay attention to the small details in the first third of the book, you were completely lost by the time you got halfway through.
True that. So what were you going to say, Kevin?
Forgot. Sorry.
It's okay.
What were you talking about? Sorry.
No, it's okay. So when I cleaned with the basement the other day, I started talking about this last episode, the episode before that. I started cleaning out when I cleaned out my bookshelf. And I found a bunch of old books that I haven't read in a really long time.
It looks very nice, by the way.
Thanks.
Yeah, and, it's pretty.
Some of the books that I found were Robert Asprin books. He was one of my favorite authors as a kid. And his books are around 250 pages long. He's got a few different series that I've read. The first series I read by him was the Myth series. Where you follow a couple characters, Skeeve and Oz, and you got to read the series. It's a lot of fun. I read an interview with him once where he's kind of explaining where he got the ideas to make the series, and he says it was the Bob Hope Road films. He watched those when he was a kid, and he liked the way that the stories arced and liked the comedy, and kind of created a fantasy adventure. Novel series out of the Myth series. A lot of tongue-in-cheek humor, very, very well written. The series that I went back and I'm rereading now is the Fools, Phul, the Fool series, and a lot of fun. It follows I was in the military, and it kind of follows a company, military company, and kind of how he's like the main character is Willard Fool, and he is the youngest mega millionaire in the galaxy, and it's kind of a sci-fi military comedy, and it's a lot of fun, and I could actually see it being made into a movie. I would love to see either of those series made into a movie, like a serial television show. I think it'd be fun. But if you haven't read these, I highly recommend picking them up. Good stuff. Good stuff.
So there is, I did not know this until I had to get my DirecTV repaired. I bought an HD antenna, and there's this channel that KWOWL broadcasts in around here that's called Retro TV, RTV. And they have the old shows like, what's the Buck Rogers in the 25th Century? Or
really?
Yeah.
From the 70s?
Yeah. And wow. Airwolf.
What? And
yeah. Yeah.
Is it an HD?
I don't have an antenna,
it's
though.
Like 7.3.
Okay.
HD. And I turned it on, and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning before I turned it off, because it's like Airwolf and then Knight Rider and then, you know, Buck Rogers in the 25th Century and
A-Team.
And Simon and Simon, and I mean, it was awesome. Wow. So, yeah. And the A-Team, yeah. So, along awesome. This the same lines, it just reminded me of the Buck Rogers in the 25th Century show.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I miss Buck Rogers. I heard they're making a new series. I don't know if they really are. Okay, so to kind of go back to the movies again, I heard today that they cast Green Lantern. For the new Green Lantern movie?
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds, yep.
Yeah. Yep, he's hot.
Yes. What?
Yeah, I said it. He's amazing. I want to be that guy.
Yeah.
Like, well, I see it, and I'm like, God, really?
Isn't he married or engaged to...
I don't care. So I'm married to...
Scarlett Johansson. Yeah.
Johansson.
No, there's a beautiful couple.
Well, he was dating...
I mean, if it weren't for Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt... Those two would be the most beautiful couple.
He was married to Alanis Morissette.
Yes.
Yeah.
For quite some time, actually.
And
were they actually married or were they just dating?
I thought they were married.
I think they were. I don't think they were married. I think they were just together.
I love Alanis Morissette.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's pretty cool. I actually just saw her the other night on... I think she's promoting a new album because she was on one of the talk shows the other night. I don't remember.
I was
which
a fan
one.
Of hers when she was on You Can't Do That on Television.
Yeah, yes. I was.
But you know, her stock rose tenfold with me when she did Dogma.
Oh yeah, yeah. Played yeah. God.
Yes, that was. I was like, okay, you're sort of, you know, a good musician and sort of cool. And then she did Dogma, and I was like, I'm gonna buy every song you ever did.
Yeah, I don't think I've got her most recent album, and if she got another one coming out, I guess the last two. But I love her stuff. It's good.
Well, because yeah. and she did a cover of My Humps. The Black Eyed Peas
she did.
Thing. She did a piano cover of this and made a video for it.
My humps.
But the video...
A piano version of My Humps.
Yes. And the video for it is so ridiculous. It was like it was shot in like 1982. The entire thing. Like show I saw her on the other night and everything. And they showed it. And
I'll see if I can find it on YouTube.
It was very funny, and apparently Fergie sent her like this cake shaped like a butt, kind of like as a congratulations kind of thing
and
on this version.
You know,
but...
Fergie also was on an 80s TV show, Kids
I don't
Incorporated.
Like
Stacey Ferguson.
She's weird looking.
She was the little blonde girl on there, I think.
Yeah, really? She's annoying.
Yeah, Stacey Ferguson. Crazy.
She keeps getting real.
Martika was on there too. Do you remember
she
Martika?
Keeps going. She's
Toy Soldiers?
Look like Michael Jackson, I think.
Who, Martika or Fergie?
Fergie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She got some surgery?
I
haven't seen her.
She
used to be like
start
a
getting that weird surgical
addict.
Look.
Oh,
like
is
Joan
she?
Rivers.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah.
Or Cher.
Well, Joan Rivers is scary,
she
scary.
She can't,
but you know what?
Is she like
even
a thousand
feel her
years
face
old?
Anymore. But she jokes she about it, though. I mean, she's well aware of,
right.
of her, you know. She was on a Comedy Central roast, and she was talking about... You know, the only real part of me. I can't remember what she said, but she'll joke about it.
Wow,
you know. And then there are people who won't like Cher. You know, if you take a look at pictures of Cher from the 70s, the outsides of her eyes were lower on her cheeks than they are now.
Wow.
She's her eyes have risen up her face. I'm not kidding.
Wow,
I know you're not. That's the scary
what
part.
Are they doing? filling her eye sockets with like
well, no, I
cement
think it's a facelift.
Yeah.
So they take the skin, you know, and they pull it up, and yeah. And she's got those sort of, you know, cat-like almond-shaped eyes now. Yeah. And her upper lip, you can tell she's had work done there too, because it doesn't move when she talks.
They can't.
Nice.
They can't pull it any more tighter than it already is.
she's gonna laugh too hard, and her face will split open.
Or she'll end up with boobs on her shoulders.
Oh gosh, that was good.
Talk about perky.
There are consequences to all this plastic surgery.
There are.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know.
You know, I'm thinking about getting a little plastic surgery.
Are you really?
No.
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 No. Yeah. I'd consider it if I lost all the weight. I'd consider, you know, getting the, you know,
dong enhancement.
No. Yeah, I'll get the Sacha Baron Cohen model.
Right.
No, I was gonna get I'd get the stomach
bleaching.
Stomachs. I don't want the flesh hanging there. You know, I'd get that cleaned up probably.
Tummy tuck.
That's the word I'm looking for, because I frankly I've stretched out my stomach quite a bit.
Yes.
So, yeah.
What a downer. Great. Thank you. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, oh, good time.
So we got to that screeches to a grinding
halt. He was just getting ready to say, we're out of time.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting ready to say that. We are out of time, ladies and gentlemen. But thank you so much for listening to the Cam Man Show. Please spread the word. Hey, check out the newly redesigned website for the Cam Man Show.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
TheCamManShow.com.
Digging the design. I look like a vampire.
You look like something.
Yeah.
But
like a rockabilly vampire.
You do.
We're gonna start calling you Edward.
There you go.
So yeah, I had a lot of fun putting that together.
I have an 11-year-old girl.
Tell me what
I've
you
heard
think
about Edward.
If you like it, great. If you don't, great.
Let Chad know he needs to put my picture up there.
Yeah, I'll put Corey's picture up there sometime. And then there's a sponsor the podcast link, and you can click on that if you'd like to.
That link is still
the
there, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it is still there. It hasn't
waiting,
changed. Waiting for
beckoning.
You to donate so we can get that. I don't want to beg. Get that video studio made because a lot of great entertainment just dying to be made in there. And I promise it won't be porn. Okay, for Kevin, it might be porn.
30 minutes of dong just spinning around. Awesome.
The first video podcast is going to be called Helicopter. We're going to do flesh origami.
Be like a Vietnam flashback.
You have that to look forward to.
All of a sudden, you hear. All right.
Butters, the chubby chaser, he's Butters. The chubby chaser, he likes him big, he likes him round, he's Butters. The chubby chaser.
Butters like his girls big.
So this is Cam Man, and I'm talking to Butters, the chubby chaser. What's going on, Butters?
Well, I'm kind of rough, and I'm actually in the hospital right now, Chad.
You're in the hospital now? What the heck happened?
Oh, I went to surgery. I decided to get my pelvis and hip bones replaced by titanium.
Oh my God. You must have landed a big one.
You gotta be prepared. You know, I was a Boy Scout, so we'll be prepared.
Oh, so this is a proactive solution.
Yeah.
You haven't actually broken anything. You're just getting. Wow.
I'm getting ready. So I think I'll save a fortune. You know, in long-term health care, it'll cost me a little.
Holy cow. Butters, I thought of you tonight. The family and I went out to Ryan's buffet, and man, if you haven't gone fishing there for the chubbies, that's a place where you should really go.
Oh, that'd be a good place to try out my new $6 million body.
That's right. That's right. You're like Wolverine. Are you gonna get like claws that come out of your arms or anything like that installed?
I think that might be a bit overkill.
And titanium hips aren't. Oh my.
I think I'll stick with the titanium pelvis and hip bones.
Oh my. Well, Butters, that is crazy. Anything else to report?
I don't think so. We got a CIA show coming up August 7th.
August 7th?
Bohemian.
Is that another free show, or does it cost to get in?
It will be another free show.
Another free show. But I got to tell you, the food there is excellent.
The food there is quite good.
Fantastic. Well, that's August 8th.
August
7th. August 7th. See, here I go. I can't even think. August 7th at what time?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock at the Bohemian down in Czech Village, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Awesome.
Yes.
Well, thanks for checking in, Butters, and I wish you luck. They give you an estimated time to recovery?
It should be pretty fast. It's pretty high-class space-age titanium, so hopefully here in a week. Hopefully I'll be out hunting next week.
All right, all right. Well, we look forward to hearing you check back in. Thank you, Butters.
Butters like his girls, babe.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for listening to the Cam Man Show. For a day in the show, we're going to play a little bit of Jonathan Colton. I'm a Mason now. Thought that'd be appropriate. What do you think?
We're all Masons now.
We're all Masons now. So here we go, Jonathan Colton. I'm a Mason now.
See ya.
Talk about the governments that I control. Should we talk about the hands of fate, the dice they roll? The secret things you'll never see, the secret man you'll never be, the secret rooms that have no windows. Too late to make amends, cause the wheel's in motion now. So get up off your knees, try to carry on somehow. You can't escape it, so you better not try. Now listen, friends of mine who'd like to say hi. Guess what, I'm a Mason now. And you better take care if you wanna stay on the good side of the guy who's got the secret handshake down.
Thank you again for listening to The Can Man Show. Please check out our website at www.thecanmanshow.com.
Can you do that again? Can Man Show.
I can try. Let's see.
I love The Can Man Show. I love The Can Man. Don't you know? Download it on iTunes. That'd be sweet. Need some traffic. I can't.
Wouldn't that be neat?
There we go. Cock.